Intro music. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So, this week, I mean, we've talked a lot about Disney movies in the past.
Yes.
We've been going through the decades and stuff.
Yep.
And we still have a few of those episodes left.
Yeah, but we're winding down.
Coming up. But there's one important facet of Disney feature films that we haven't talked at all about.
Right.
Pixar.
Exactly.
They're kind of their own category. And we were coming up to, like, we did the first half of the 90s. So technically, Toy Story could have been a part of that. But we're like, no, we're going to keep Pixar separate.
Which is why we kept it separate. Because we're like, oh, we knew this was coming and its own thing.
So the time has come. We're going to talk about Pixar. And we're going to rank all 24.
It's a big episode.
That's a lot of movies.
That is a lot of movies. And we found out when we went to go list these that we hadn't seen three of them.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
We've been binging Pixar films this week. And
life is tough.
Yeah. That's our main topic. Before we get to that, we have some business to take care of at the top of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Krista.
Yes?
What is your nerd thing this week?
So we're recording this on Saturday. I'm currently, like, as we speak, in the middle of a writing contest. It's a 48-hour flash fiction writing contest. And I think I talked about round one, probably, I don't know, what, in July one time. That was probably my nerd thing then.
Yeah, that probably was, yeah.
But now it's round two. So I ranked fifth place in my heat for round one, which
out of, like, 25 people?
Out of, like, 35 people.
Well, there you go. See, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
Fifth is
pretty
good.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. They give you a location, a genre, and an object you have to include. And that one was a crime caper on a rooftop with a rocking horse. This time, I was given a romantic comedy in a cornfield with a scone. I was really excited when I saw romantic comedy because that's more in my wheelhouse, but I think it's too much in my wheelhouse. I keep going.
Comedy's hard, though.
I know.
If it was romance, then maybe.
That's true.
Yeah.
And when I did get a romance topic, I think I wrote it in like an hour, and I was very happy.
You lean drama.
I do. That's my
very, very women's lit style writing.
Yeah. So
the comedy aspect is a little hard.
And
for
I think
you,
the ones that are like way out there are easier than the ones that are like close to the same genre.
But
I am also, my nerd thing is how you're clairvoyant.
Yeah, that was a little creepy. You were saying, okay, I'm gonna get my topic this week, yesterday you said, and this was a couple days, like on Thursday, and I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna give you your topic. And I was like, you're gonna get an axe, that's your object. So that was wrong. But then I was like, you're gonna get a romantic comedy in a cornfield. And then you did, and I was like, WTF.
Yeah, you were like, that was just so creepy.
I was really creeped out when you told me that.
Yeah, I said I should have written it before with the axe and just replace the word axe with scone. But yeah, so that's my nerd thing. I've got a few hours left, and I have about a draft done, and it needs some serious work, but it'll get done.
Yes. You actually wrote two drafts. Cause
I did.
I gave you a belated idea, and you're like, I want to explore that.
And I'll just write another story, and then we'll pick the best one and go with there. But the one I started from you turned into too many words, and I wasn't
too many words and too dramatic.
Too drama-y. Yeah. It was cool though. I probably liked that one better, but not capable of cutting it down.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your nerd thing?
Well, my nerd thing isn't very exciting this week.
Should have started with you then.
Yeah. Yours is cooler, but no, I was in a work conference. On Thursday and Friday this week. And it was the first time I've been in like a Zoom conference. We used to do them in person, but you know how the world is these days. And yeah, it was actually pretty fancy. They had a whole fake trade show. Like you'd click on the website and you'd go in and you could go to each booth and chat with the people in the trade show booths. And then they had a theater and they had like a screenshot of people sitting in seats. And then like the video would play and you could move that window around, and then they have the slideshow and you could move that around. It was actually set up really well, and it worked really well. Like I didn't have any technical issues.
That's good.
It was a little cheesy and it was hard to pay attention. Like I think when you're in person, you're like forced to pay attention because it's dry accounting stuff or it's like fluffy, like emotional intelligence stuff, which is even worse for me. So, you know, whatever.
You're just so emotionally intelligent. You don't need to learn anymore.
Right. Okay, then.
But that's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. Very nerdy, but...
Yeah, that's good. Also, what are you drinking tonight? We are... Hey, we've been recording in the morning
a lot lately. Yeah,
we're recording Saturday night.
We've been pushing
now.
It to Sunday morning and drinking black coffee every episode. Well, no, we're actually drinking this episode. And I am drinking Crown Royal.
Ooh, how very patriotic of you.
Yes.
Very Canadian.
Delicious Canadian whiskey.
Is it the maple one?
No, it's just regular.
Just regular Crown Royal?
Just regular Crown, yep. Yeah.
And I'm back to my neutrals. Went and got some cranberry neutrals. So
cranberry neutrals.
That's what I'm on.
It's the best fall flavor.
I think so.
I had some of those earlier today.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, a couple.
And then another question we always talk about is the last Marvel episode, whatever its current show is. So what if?
Because there's always
always one.
There's always Marvel stuff going on. But yes, what if is the current program du jour.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's French.
That's my grade 9 French coming at you.
Very good. Oui.
Oui. Yeah. Yeah, but what if? What if is just like just shattering my expectations. I was like,
it's awesome.
I was like mildly excited for it. I was like, it'll be fun and whatever. But no, it's like, it's so cool.
It is so good. I do agree. I have a couple coworkers that I chat about Marvel a lot with. Mm-hmm. And both of them say, like, what if is just, like, it's not just me thinking that, my biased opinion. One is says, actually, what if is his favorite thing to come out of Marvel as far as the Disney Plus shows go.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the other one says Loki, but I think what if is like the next...
Yeah, I don't know if I would jump up and down and say my favorite thing just because it's going to be like, it's just off on its own.
Yeah,
so
and each episode stands on its own.
I like the interconnectivity of the MCU, mm-hmm. and this is outside of that, but like builds on it. So it's fun in its own way.
Right. Yeah, I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be fun, but kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, we'll watch it.
But hey, like the animation's beautiful.
It's insane.
And like they have so many people back doing the voices for it. And it's really good. And
okay, so there's absolutely no spoilers, but I was all up, like, it was big news that Chadwick Boseman was back, and even said he did his voice early, and we saw him in episode
I don't know if he
two?
Did it, I don't know if he did it early, but he was the first one to sign on to the series.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what it was. But we saw him in episode two. Well, no spoilers or anything like this, but you definitely want to check out the rest of the episodes if you want to hear Chadwick Boseman again.
Yeah, apparently he's in like another 2 episodes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think he had 4 episodes total.
That is awesome. Yeah. So anyway, it's really cool. And some of them are like, the tone shifts so much. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yes. Yeah, there's some hilarious bits and some real downer bits. And,
I was like,
yeah.
Really depressed after some moments. And I'm laughing out loud at others.
Some of the people that were involved in it, like the guy who plays the Watcher,
said
that the last episode with Doctor Strange was his favorite. But I think this last one might be my favorite.
I could see why you might say the one with Doctor Strange, because it was so interesting.
It was, yeah.
But I was going to say it's fun, but it wasn't like... just fun, like there was a lot to it. I might agree with you. I really like this last episode so far,
but
they're still coming.
I would be hard pressed to pick my least favorite more than
I couldn't do that.
Like if you held me at gunpoint and said that I had to pick one of them as my favorite, be like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah, if I have to. Yeah. Any mini miny mo. Yeah.
Well, just like any of them, because they're so good.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I mean,
so
right?
Good.
I think, well, we are going to have a what if episode where we discuss things with spoilers after everything ends, and I'm going to make you pick a favorite.
I'm going to try.
All righty. I think that takes us to the news.
Yes.
Disney A News Update. A couple holiday news items for Disneyland.
Yeah, the ticketed events
exactly
are back at Disneyland.
Yep, and we knew before Oogie Boogie's Bash was coming. It has officially started. We have seen a little bit of coverage now from some of our favorite YouTubers. what do you think of what it looks like?
I'm jealous.
I know. I want to go so bad.
I'm a big ride person.
Yeah.
And the focus on these, like, some rides are open and they have, like, special overlays and stuff, and you can get on them pretty easy because there's not very many people.
Like Mission Breakout, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the focus of this.
No.
It's all about the characters and, like, the interactions, and then they have the special walkthrough Villains Grove thing. And, yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah, and so for, like, obviously it's right up my alley. There's, like, the parade and everything. And you even said, like, you really, really, really want to go. And, yeah, it's not your type of thing. So,
like, from the clips we've seen, it looks like an awesome parade. Like, yeah. Have some really cool floats. And
I love the character interactions that are going on. You mentioned that Maleficent is always a favorite in there that we saw. And we saw Hades has his own little section that he was talking to different people. And Dr. Facilier. And it's really just making me want to chat villains in October, which is coming very soon.
And I think we talked about it before, but the new villains.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
They had the three new villains, and we've seen clips of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sid from Toy Story is stealing the show.
Oh my goodness.
It's just a guy in a t-shirt and jeans.
But
he's like fully embodying that Sid just... You just want to be like, oh, I don't like you, but you're
also,
so awesome.
I love you and I hate you so much because you're so good. I agree. I mean, don't get me wrong. Agatha is my favorite character of those three. And she's in the Doctor Strange, the Sanctum.
Yes, they have her set up in where they do the Doctor Strange show in Avengers Campus. And then they had new Cruella.
And that was fabulous.
Yeah, she's just got a great set with all the dresses and things, and she's lounging in a big throne. And
exactly, and looks just like Emma Stone.
Yeah, the lady playing her looks like Emma Stone. Like, awesome. Maybe it was Emma Stone.
It might have been Emma Stone, honestly. But it has the whole attitude and everything. But I agree, every interaction I've seen with Sid, I'm just like, how have they never done Sid before? And I thought it was good to talk about since we're talking Pixar.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other thing I do want to mention very quickly, and we will talk about this more as it gets closer, but Disneyland has announced a brand new After Hours Christmas event. Of course, now Oogie Boogie started, so yes, After Hours.
Oh, it's already... Like, it's time to start thinking about Christmas.
You already did your Christmas shopping.
I know. That's why I'm like, oh, man, it's crazy. I was like, oh, I have to buy a Christmas presents. And, like, the mail is very slow right now.
That is true. I should probably get on that.
And I only do online shopping, even when there's not a pandemic.
That's true.
So, yeah.
So you only have one way to do that. I mean, partly we do live very rural, so we don't have a lot of options. And, yeah. Anyway... Disneyland has announced a brand new After Hours event for Christmas, and it's called the Merriest Nights. There are five nights, I think, through November and December.
Are the knights in shining armor? Or,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. November 11th, 16th, 30th, December 7th, and 9th. So there's only five nights, but we do want to mention, because tickets go on sale September 14th. Like, that's...
And
day after this comes out.
They're going to sell out real fast
it's
with
so
only five.
So fast. Let me see. 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Eastern. I think Eastern. Disneyland time.
Well, Disneyland time would be Pacific. So
that'd be Pacific. It just says 9 a.m.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it doesn't matter for us because we're not going.
Nope.
I would not go to the Christmas one.
I would.
I would just go to and see the regular Christmas stuff that they have set up, because they do quite a bit for that, and that would be good enough for me. But this... The Halloween Oogie Boogie Bash
that looks really good.
Is
that looks like the best parade ever.
Just a different level.
Yeah.
So.
I just want to run through the Merriest Nights. There are six themed holiday parties, and each is tied to a land in the Disneyland park, basically. Mickey Mouse runs Main Street USA. Buzz Lightyear is in Tomorrowland. Princess Tiana is in New Orleans Square. Miguel from Coco is in Frontierland. Lilo and Stitch is in Adventureland. And Elsa from Frozen is in Fantasyland. So, yeah, tickets go on sale.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Not for me, but...
Nope. Okay. So let's go to our main topic.
It's going to be a long one because there's 24 films.
Oh, so we better stop for a little commercial break then.
Probably a good idea.
So if you're listening to us on Magic of the Mouse Radio, that's your cue for commercial break.
Disney Plus and chill.
All right, so main topic time.
Okay, I got to bring up my list because it's a big list.
It is a huge list.
It's a big list.
I wrote mine out. I was old school here.
Yeah.
And I actually had to write two different versions because I kept changing my mind. There's a whole lot of chicken scratch going on here.
Well, good luck. So do you want me to start then since you're digging through your chicken scratch?
No, I've got my chicken scratch here. We're good. Okay.
So we're
counting down.
We're going to count down. I'm starting with 24, because there's 24 of them now. We'll take turns, I guess, like we usually do when we're ranking these things.
Sounds good, and you're going to leave.
There's 24 of them, so we're going to probably buzz through the bottom half.
That sounds good.
Pretty...
Very, very short or no explanation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this one might surprise you for my bottom of the bottom.
Really?
Maybe it's recency bias, but The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, wow. Really? That does surprise me. That's not what I said.
No, that's fine. I really like dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
And this was really not a good movie.
And one probably was extra disappointing because dinosaurs.
Yeah, and the reason we hadn't watched it, because I knew like it had not gotten very good reviews, and so my expectations were bottom of the barrel going into it, and they did not even meet those very, ooh, very low expectations. The concept is great, like the dinosaurs live,
mm-hmm,
and then they're like kind of anthropomorphized, but yeah, it's like the Old West, and I like the concept, but the execution was not there. The like hyper photorealistic environment with the cartoony dinosaurs
didn't mesh
at all. Mm. Anyway, I didn't like it, and the Disney father dying, like the parent dying thing, was very cliche. But usually they don't do like emotional abuse on their child before they die.
But he felt badly about it.
I don't know. There was emotional abuse, and it was horrible, and the dinosaur died.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no bottom case of the barrel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For me, it's Cars 2.
Oh, yeah. Cars 2 is not a good movie.
If this was made in the 90s, like the ones we're talking about, it would have been a straight-to-video VHS, and that's probably where it should have been.
Yeah, it was simply made for...
merchandising.
Merchandising, which is fair. I did see a funny meme, though, and it was like the Cars movies,
mm-hmm,
and it was like the plot of the Cars movies, and it's like Cars 1, it's about racing. Cars 2... it's a complex spy thriller about lemon cars making a thing with the fuel and all this other stuff. Cars 3, it's about racing.
Yeah. I think they might have tried too hard.
Yeah.
And they tried too hard with Larry the Cable Guy as the center.
Well, see, the big problem with Cars 2 is that Mater's too much of a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, he's like the main character in it almost.
Yeah, he is.
And that's a little problematic. He's better side character.
I think he's super fun as a side character.
Yeah, he should not be the main character.
And I think the part that they did where McQueen is like a little embarrassed by him, but he, like, mm-hmm, I liked that part, but they also tried to do this whole other thing, and I think they were trying to do too much and it just really missed the mark.
I give them credit for trying.
That's fair. I do too.
So that's why it wasn't at the very, very, okay, bottom of mine, because they did try and do something, yep, different, and the plot was kind of interesting, yep, but yeah, the execution, and there's too much Mater.
All right. Yep. So that's my 24. What's your 23?
Toy Story 4.
Okay. That is, you know, some people love Toy Story 4.
I like parts of it. The trailers that I saw, I thought I was going to really dislike, like, all the new characters in it are great.
Yeah.
Best part of it.
Yep.
It just kind of tarnishes some of the themes and stuff from, yep, from the previous film, so I really like Toy Story, so that bothered me. I liked Forky, and I thought I was gonna hate Forky.
Yep.
And the plush pals or whatever were very good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Keanu Reeves,
that was awesome,
Duke booming it was
creepy marionette dudes were awesome.
Was great. So I'm it's probably not the second worst on this list, actually, but yeah. It's just such a disappointment that I have to put it, I'm punishing it because it's just ticks me off.
Cool. My 23 is Toy Story 4.
Nice.
I like it, actually, like, it legitimately made me angry. I agree, it's definitely not the 23rd worst, like, it's not number 23 on the actual list of best and worst, but it was so disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited to have Bo Peep come back, and I wanted to have, like, she seemed awesome, and then it was more pandering, and I, like, that's insulting to me. And basically took everything awesome about the rest of the Toy Story movies and, like, pretended it didn't exist. So, it upset me greatly. I'm pretending it doesn't exist. It's, yeah, bottom of the barrel for
it's,
me.
It's like, second, it's like a fanfic, I guess.
Yep, yep. So, we're pretending it doesn't exist.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. The Toy Story trilogy was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah. Those three Toy Story movies that they've, yeah, the only three
the
that they've made.
The only three they, yeah, made. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what's your 22?
Well, this is where I come to Cars 2, and I've already spoken on that, so...
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. My 22 is actually Cars 3.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I was kind of torn between the... I knew what my bottom five were, but I was kind of torn on the order for the next couple. And I actually don't have a problem with Cars 3. It's fine. I liked it way more than I thought I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know, like, it was fine. I liked it fine. But it was just fine. There are a lot of Pixar movies I really like, and there are a lot of Pixar movies I love, and there are a lot of Pixar movies that were good, and I don't need to see again, and this is one of them.
Okay. I disagree.
That's fine.
I'll probably talk more about it when we get to Cars 3.
Okay.
On my list.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves us at 21.
Mm-hmm.
Another maybe recency bias, but I'm putting Finding Dory.
Really?
We
literally just watched
it. We literally just watched it, and there were some moments that I was like chuckling out loud, and there's some fun stuff. Again, it's the new characters are awesome.
Yep. You liked Hank.
I loved the octopus Hank, yeah.
I currently have a giant stuffed Destiny whale shark here sitting with us.
I love whale sharks, yep. and Destiny was pretty cool.
She's sweet.
But it suffered from, like, also sequel and prequel problems because they were trying to like stuff
right
okay. origin stories for Dory and Dory makes a better sidekick than a main That's, character.
I will definitely give you that one.
And so it has all those problems and yeah, no, I just didn't like it very
okay.
much.
All right.
Although the animation again is beautiful.
Yeah.
When they're in the ocean, they're not in the ocean very much.
Oh, and that's a good point. That is a good point.
I did like Sigourney Weaver as the voice of the aquarium and
that
stuff.
Good.
That was hilarious. Yeah. So. Yeah,
all right.
Know. Yeah. It's didn't care for it. What's your number 21?
21 is my Good Dinosaur.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one I was torn with Cars 3 and The Good Dinosaur. The Good Dinosaur made me feel a few feels. Cars 3 was like... Cars 3 almost got a little higher just because I like teachery aspect things. Right?
Yeah, teaching's a noble profession.
Yeah,
he learns
very that. Much
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that. But yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it was fine. It's the same as Cars 3 for me. I wasn't as offended by it as you were. I didn't particularly like it. I had a good couple moments.
Don't get me wrong. I was the only one that really offends me is Toy Story 4,
okay.
and that's just because it's a legacy thing.
Right.
Even Good Dinosaur, which I ranked at the very, very bottom, it doesn't offend me.
It was just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's Good Dinosaur for me. It was fine. I don't need to see it again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My next one's like that too. I've got, like, this bunch. I kind of did them in bunches, you know?
Yeah. A lot of the ones in the mushy middle are just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's very few bad Pixar
That's
movies,
the thing, right? Know? These ones are... There's nothing really particularly wrong. You're just ranking them against some amazing movies.
I would say that Good Dinosaur and Cars 2 are probably the only bad Pixar movies.
I will totally give you that.
Even though I ranked Toy Story down with them.
Yeah, I did as well.
That it's literally just because it's a Toy Story sequel.
I think Good Dinosaur is probably worse than Cars 3 for me. I'm kind of second guessing my guess, but I already put it down, so whatever. Okay, keep going.
Okay, we're at number 20.
We got a lot of ways to go. Okay.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I went with Brave. Yeah. I don't dislike Brave.
Uh-huh.
I like Merida as like a Pixar version of a Disney princess.
Yep.
It's just the plot was kind of all over the place.
Okay.
And the animation was so good, but no, I just didn't like the plot.
Okay. That's sad.
It is sad because I like the Scottish bits. And,
yeah.
And she was a cool character, but like it just didn't work for me. No.
All right. 20 for me, it might be slightly controversial.
Mm.
I'm going Cars.
Okay.
One of the most popular ones, but popular for like merchandising reasons.
It's popular with young kids.
Yeah.
And it serves its purpose and it's the most financially successful.
And don't get me wrong, I really, 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 really want to go to Cars Land and Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. Like the theming is fantastic, which I love. Just as a movie, I was like, oh, this was fun. I think I've maybe watched it twice. It was fine. And the thing is, it came out when Pixar was releasing like hit and then hit and then hit. And I watched Cars and I was like, oh, that was fun. Eh.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like disappointed, but I wasn't like excited about it. So I think I'm digging it that way. It's just not my type of movie.
Yeah.
Although I do like Owen Wilson.
Wow.
This is his voice.
Wow. Yeah, no, I kind of agree with you actually because my number 19 is Cars.
Sweet. Okay. I feel less badly now.
Again, I like the concept. It's like cars as people and they can play with that. Really, there's some really cool side characters.
Right.
You got the Italian tire guy and you got the hippie bus.
I love the hippie
kinda
bus.
Kind of like got a drug problem. And
yeah. The commercials where he's just, like, looking at the light was better than anything in the movie, I think. He's like, nah, every third green red is longer than the green. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So I liked all of that. The plot's a little better than The Good Dinosaur.
Yep.
But it's still kind of generic. Yeah. So it's like, nah. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, fair. All of the details were the best part of that movie. Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
good theming.
Cars Land is cool.
So. They did it so they could make the land, I think, because works.
They did it so they could sell toys.
Well, okay, fair. Okay, what's your... my 19.
Yeah, your 19.
Is Incredibles Part 2.
Oh, okay.
I know that, again, that's I feel so badly for ranking this so low.
That surprises me that you would put that so low.
Do you know why? I barely remember watching it.
I remember Incredibles 2 more than a lot of these movies on here.
Really?
Yeah.
And I do feel badly about it because I love the concept of The Incredibles as a whole. And I really like certain characters and I really like certain plot points. But I think I've only seen it once. And the fact that I haven't been like, ooh, I want to watch that again. Like, I'm just letting that go for it.
That's kind of funny because I probably dislike The Incredibles more than you because I feel like it's a bad knockoff of Fantastic Four, and I'm just bitter that there's not been a good Fantastic Four movie.
Well, yet. It's not The Incredibles' fault.
Yet.
Yet. Not yet. All right. So, yeah, literally, I did the bottom chunk, and now I'm in this, like, lower bottom chunk.
Okay.
And I just kind of, like, threw them down.
Okay.
I don't know. It was fine, but yeah, I don't remember much about it, so
I liked it
somewhere.
I thought the concept for a sequel was really good.
I did definitely
my
like
feelings
details,
my feelings yeah. about The Incredibles aside, I thought the execution was pretty good on that. So
okay,
it's not like near the top of my list, but
right,
yeah,
okay,
18. I put Monsters University.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
It's a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
Prequels have problems.
That's true.
And most prequels have problems. And this one, like, hits every prequel speed bump that there is. I mean, it's still cute, but
yep,
whatever. It's near the bottom third, so that's where I put it.
All right. My number 18 is Monsters University.
Mm.
I like Monsters, Inc. better than you. It was fine. It was super fun. And I watched it once and don't need to watch it again. It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying Monsters at Work more than I enjoyed Monsters University.
I
will say that.
I am really, really enjoying Monsters at Work.
It's super fun.
And it's like, it's almost like retroactively making me enjoy Monsters, Inc. more.
No, we should watch that again.
Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, like, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I really liked certain moments of it. And actually, in my first ranking, I had it ranked a little bit higher. But, like, I moved it around a bunch. And I was like, oh, it's fine. It was, again, it was enjoyable. I liked it. I wouldn't, like, turn it off if it was on TV or anything. But I'm not, like, excited to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters at Work, though, I highly recommend.
Oh, it's really fun. And
super fun.
Like, just cute, quick episodes. Yeah, no,
exactly.
It's cute.
Which I think does better for these characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Finding Dory should have been. It should have been a short.
Right.
Or a
something.
TV series or something. I don't know.
Okay, what's your 17?
This one's going to be controversial.
Okay.
A Bug's Life. I believe that this has like kind of like an underrated cult following, but
I don't know. It should, and you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't really like A Bug's Life.
You don't like it at all?
No, I mean, I don't. I've seen it a couple times, and I don't really remember it. It doesn't doesn't stick with you.
So that was my problem with Incredibles 2. Like, I didn't have a problem with it. It just didn't stick with me.
I don't I don't really like it.
It was
a big letdown from Toy, like, because it was the second movie they made after Toy Story.
True.
And I was like, no, this isn't it.
Okay. All right. My number 17 is Finding Dory.
Okay.
I toyed with this one in Monsters University and Incredibles 2. That was my, like, weird sequel stuff I was putting somewhere, and it was fine. I agree with you. I think I'd like it more if it was a short.
Yeah
But that was it. I liked sea creatures and the ones that were in there. Like I said, the new ones though is what saved it for me.
Yeah The new characters, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, that was my 17. 16,
my top ranked Cars film, Cars 3.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
I liked this better than all the other Cars movies.
Really? Okay.
I thought it built on the characters from the first movies in like a good way. The new characters weren't the best part, but they weren't the worst part.
Yep.
And it just worked. Like the theme of it worked, and
yep. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I, and it like I had really low expectations going into it, just like the other ones, and it like shattered those. So I was like, oh, hey, this is actually pretty good.
All right. Well, you know what? I made a big deal about your number. That was number 16, right?
Yeah, yours. Yeah.
About Bug's Life being at 17. My number 16 is Bug's Life.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I want to explain. I loved Bug's Life, but it hasn't stood up as well as some other ones. And other ones that are newer, like, if we did this again in 5 years, I might shuffle some of these around in the middle again.
Yeah. Time takes its toll, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, some of the newer ones might not stand either, but they have, you know, maybe crazier animation or something like that. I like the idea of, like, the smaller ants coming together to... And also, I really didn't like grasshoppers as a teenager, so that worked. But, and I liked A Bug's Land. I think I liked the movie more when A Bug's Land existed in Disneyland. Because I liked that immersive stuff, right? Yeah, and I got to be a little bug.
People didn't like Bug's Land enough for them to keep it around.
They sure didn't, so all right.
You know what's better? Mm-hmm. Avengers Campus.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's okay. I'm not arguing with
haven't
you
even been there. I can definitely say that.
This was another one I moved around a lot in the middle, but yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
So your number 16 was A Bug's Life.
Yeah, what's
your number? After giving me a hard time for putting it at 17.
That's why I was kind of chuckling while I was doing it.
That was rude.
It was so funny, though.
Okay.
Okay, what's your 15?
15. Now we're going to get to Incredibles 2.
Okay.
I'm ranking it lower than The Incredibles because it's a sequel.
Yep.
And it didn't go beyond the first one. But it was an adequate sequel, which some of the Pixar sequels are not.
Yep,
are not, but mostly Toy Story 4.
Which doesn't exist, we decided.
Oh, right.
Right.
No, I liked it, like, focusing on Mrs. Incredible.
I did like that,
Was kind of a cool...
And actually, I liked the new costumes that they had for Incredibles 2. It was fun. Mm. Also, a way to sell more merchandise.
Yeah.
My 15 is, oh man, I feel so bad ranking this so low. Literally, the only reason I'm ranking this so low is I think I've seen it once and I loved it, but I just haven't been drawn to see it again. I think I want to change mine, but I have it already written down.
You don't get to.
I'm going to go Ratatouille.
Ooh, no, no.
Which is actually might be one of the best ones. I think this is severely underrated, which I'm also doing to it. But honestly, like... between 15 and 5, I was like, I don't know. I was having like an existential crisis about my Pixar movie choices for like 10 middle ones.
No, sorry. I mean,
no, it's
there's a lot of good movies on this list, and it's very hard.
I wasn't worried about my top 5 or top 4 actually, and I wasn't worried about my bottom 4. There was like a chunk just above that, but these ones in the middle, I'm like, I don't know. I think I like number 6 as well as I like number 15. Like, I legitimately think Ratatouille is one of the better Pixar movies. I don't have a personal connection to it right now. That might change, but right now that's my rank, and I already feel bad for saying it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just wrong, but okay, moving on.
Go ahead.
14.
Okay.
Incredibles. I put the two Incredibles together. I feel about the same about both of them, and the first one was the original, so...
Okay.
Cool. The best part about the Incredibles is the villain. His villain story is just kind of funny. I like that, so...
Yeah. My 14, I shifted as we started recording.
That's cheating. That's illegal.
But you don't know.
You just told me.
But you don't know what the original order was.
You're going to podcast jail.
Okay. My 14, it actually legitimately hurts me to do this. I'm going to go Brave. It actually hurts me because I love Merida. But you're right. I love the setting. And I actually love the one song that plays over the credits. But... I love her and I love the setting and the story is very In fact, it probably should be ranked lower, and I'm sure it definitely should be ranked lower than Ratatouille, but I love Merida so much.
I like Merida a lot too.
Yeah.
But you ranked Ratatouille lower than it, and Ratatouille's a better movie.
I 100%, I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I just, I had an existential crisis here.
Okay.
Keep going.
Send all your hate mail to Krista.
Just keep going. It hurts. We need to leave this section of the list.
Well, okay. We're at 13.
Yeah.
Lucky number 13.
Okay.
This one's probably going to be controversial because I think this is a very popular Pixar film.
Okay.
Finding Nemo.
That is wrong. That is so wrong.
I like...
You are... Oh, my God.
I like a lot about what Finding Nemo brings. I don't really like Nemo. I like the animation. I love how much it looks like the ocean, and it makes you feel like you're snorkeling. You put Ratatouille at 15. Don't give me that look. I just really don't like Nemo because he seems kind of like a jerk to me.
He's just a little kid.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't worry his father so much. Poor Marlin.
He's such an old man.
You know how I'm old because I identify with Marlin.
Such an old man. Well, that's what they say about Little Mermaid, right?
Yeah.
That's how you know when you're old, when you stop identifying with Ariel and start being like, you know, Triton's got some points.
I think I did that when I was like 12.
Fair.
Because Ariel is dumber than Nemo.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. Finding Nemo.
It hurts.
But you're
right. I ranked Ratatouille too low, so I can't be mad at you.
I don't know what movie I want to put it above the ones like.
Okay.
No,
it's okay. All right.
It's not like I dislike it. It's just
that. Oh, I want to change my Ratatouille rank.
No, you don't get to. No, you.
Okay. All right. No, that's already. I messed up. My rank for there is what is this? 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I should start crossing these off. It's a big list. The Incredibles.
Okay.
I put The Incredibles, and I really liked it. And yeah, it's in the middle and it's fine. And
where's my super suit?
It's awesome. I really like Violet and I really like Mrs. Incredible. And I like the idea.
I'm not big
family.
On Violet.
You're not big on Violet? Oh, come on. You're trying to tell me that this whole, like, the only problem with it is it might be too on the nose. Mm-hmm. You have the mom who has to stretch herself super thin mm-hmm. to get everything mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. You have the dad who's having speaking of existential crisis here, about like feeling like he needs to be really strong for everyone. You have a teenage girl who like literally fades and
yes.
disappears.
It is a little too on the nose.
Like that might be its biggest complaint is it's a little too on the nose. But it does have Frozone.
Yes. I think that's my favorite part, actually. But
I'm the greatest good you're ever going to get. Okay, all right, keep going.
Okay, 12.
Okay, 12.
I'm probably going to get hate mail for this one, but I like all the other ones on this list more than it. So I really like this movie. It's very recent. Soul.
Okay, really?
I thought it was very well put together, and it won an Oscar for the score. And it, as well, it should have.
Yep.
I really, it was a very touching story, and I don't know.
Okay.
I can't put it higher than some of the other things that I liked more.
All right.
Just a personal preference thing, but I think this is an A minus film at worst, and that's pretty high praise for me. So
I mean, let's be honest here. We're talking about Pixar movies, okay? Like you're not ranking lower than A minus once you get into these guys.
Oh yeah, no, so these are all cream of the crop.
I'm not upset about that. I'm a little upset about my ranking for Ratatouille still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. My 12 again. I think it's recency bias. Is Luca.
Okay.
This one I moved around a lot because I love the setting and I love the characters and I love a lot of what they did. Some of the other things that Pixar has been doing has been like pushing it and trying different things and being more like adult themes, more mature themes. And I thought Luca was just like, it was super fun and super sweet and really colorful and beautiful and everything like that. And it just didn't do those other things as much.
So I
really, really liked Luca. You have a list of amazing, amazing movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it.
I quite agree with you, actually, because my number 11 is Luca.
Okay,
I kind of, like, toss this back and forth with Soul, because that's the two pandemic Pixar films that they've released on Disney+, and I kind of feel very similar about them. I think Soul's probably a better movie, actually.
Okay. All right.
But I connected better with Luca just because the setting and the water and I don't know, the boyhood friendship and all that.
Right.
So like, I'm not a jazz musician, so I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Luca was, I like it just a little bit better than Soul, even though it's not probably technically a better movie.
All right. And yeah, the setting did so much for me. It's just like a super happy summer movie. Hey.
Yeah. Happy summer movie.
Like, you cannot be grumpy watching Luca, and I still cried.
We just had a happy summer with the beaches and stuff.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly. All right. I have a very controversial 11.
Okay.
All right. And this is a personal thing. Some people say this is their favorite, but I'm saying Toy Story 2. Now I'm actually thinking I wish I should have put Ratatouille higher. But but Toy Story 2, I think technically it is one of the best toys. It might be the best Toy Story movie. I don't know about that. But it's one of the best Pixar movies.
It's not the best Toy Story movie.
No, I don't think it is. Obviously not. I ranked it lower. But it's in the middle for me. And it was like a personal connection thing. It honestly might be that I like watched it too much as a child and like grew it a little bit. Like it didn't have the staying power of Toy Story or something like that. But I'm looking at I had my list and I had to rank. And that's
What number is this? 11?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Get out of here. No respect for the classics.
Finding Nemo you put at the bottom, like, well, not the bottom, but way lower than it should be.
Yeah, well, whatever.
No respect for the classics.
Nemo.
I really, really liked it. Like, don't get me wrong. I really, really liked it. I have a hard time ranking sequels very high. It has to be something astounding to get it super high. And you'll notice that I haven't ranked a sequel yet. All right, going.
Yeah, okay, so that was wrong. And number 10, I have Onward.
Okay.
This is actually quite high for this movie.
Yeah,
I think
so too.
I really, really liked it, and it was, like I said, Soul and Luca were the pandemic Pixar films. This one's kind of on the edge, because it was released like
a week or something.
It was in theaters for like a week and a half, and then everything locked down. So that was kind of unfortunate for it, but I really like the story of this one, and and like the Dungeons and Dragons references are really, really fun for me as a huge nerd. So I put it pretty high in the top 10.
Yep.
I think that's probably as high as I can go for that. All right. But I really like it.
My number 10 is Soul.
Okay.
All right. And basically the same reason you said. It might be a recency thing. I like the cool stuff they were trying to do with it. It was super fun animation, everything. And it was not as good as the other things that are higher than it.
Yeah.
I thought.
There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot
it
on
was
this
fun.
List. Yeah.
And I love the music. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. 9. What's your number 9?
So I'm properly ranking Ratatouille in the top 10.
I actually... I'm agreeing with you now. It's too late, but
it's too late. Yeah,
I mean, agreeing. I'm just looking further at this list, going, "Oh yeah, no, I messed up. Ratatouille needs to be higher."
I was not excited for Ratatouille. I was like, "Oh, some dumb French rat, stupid." But no, Ratatouille is adorable, and like the cooking, it makes you excited for cooking, and the critic who's supposed to be the villain but isn't really a villain. It's just so good. Like, everything works in it.
I'm so mad at myself. I don't think you understand.
Everything works in it. It's just wonderful.
So mad at myself.
I want to go ride the Ratatouille ride. And
I'm really mad at myself.
You should be.
My number 9 is Onward.
Okay.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, we're mostly in sync, except for this whole Ratatouille nonsense.
Yeah, well, your Bug's Life and your Finding Nemo.
Your Bug...
garbage. It's like, what difference? But Finding Nemo was ridiculous. I will tell you that. No, Onward was good. I loved it. And it... Now you're starting to fight against nostalgia is part of the problem here. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Literally, it's just what it's up against. That's all for me. Number 8.
Okay.
So now we're getting... Oh, man.
We're getting
this
to
is
the
hard.
Nitty-gritty. So yeah. we can probably slow her down a little bit and kind of talk about these higher up ones a little bit more. I don't know. But so we talked about Soul and how it's a really good movie and didn't super connect with us.
Yeah.
On a personal level, maybe.
You know what I think the problem is? There's, like, it happens sometimes when I read books about, like, finding yourself and stuff. I'm pretty solid. I'm pretty content. Yeah. And so, like, a lot of those things I can appreciate. Yeah. I can be like, oh, that's really cool.
Oh, it's a beautiful...
Not necessarily for me,
it's a beautiful story.
Yeah, I'm just not
that.
The target audience.
Yeah, I don't... Anyway, there's another afterlife story.
Yep.
That's my number 8. It's Coco.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And... This is just absolutely beautifully animated.
It really is.
And I've always been fascinated with the Day of the Dead celebration and all that. And so diving into that was great. And I really like it. And I mean, there's a lot of movies above this, but I really like this one. Like, to put it this high is good praise.
All right.
And the main character from this
Miguel.
Miguel, yeah. Is a very popular meet and greet character in Disneyland these days.
It's true. Yes, he is.
He's got a little stage set up there, and they do that, and he's hosting one of those the Christmas parties that we were talking about in the news.
He's doing the Frontier one.
He's doing Feliz Navidad.
That is fantastic. I love it.
Christmas party. I think it's great, and this one's gonna have staying power. I think
so too. Okay, my number. What number are we on? 8. It hurts. It actually legitimately hurts.
Okay.
Inside Out.
Okay.
I loved this movie. Yeah. Absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. And it's just what it's up against. That's all.
Yeah, no, I
it's so
I hear
good.
You.
It is so good. It's just not as good as some other ones.
So you have it this low because you were really excited when Bing Bong dies.
Oh my God, why would you bring this up?
Inside Out is absolutely great. It's another high concept thing.
I enjoy that they do that.
Oh yeah, no, I like that they start, you can tell that they brainstorm an idea and then kind of like go off of that and take that where
it, I'm sure you've seen it, but it gets forwarded all the time, and it's basically in the Pixar planning room. It's like, what if toys had 1995? Mm-hmm. What if toys had feelings then? What if bugs had feelings then? What if superheroes had feelings? What if feelings had feelings? Yeah, I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm actually debating. I teach a film studies course, and I want to do an animated one. I think I have it picked, but if not, I kind of want to do this one because I think there's so much analysis and interpretation and things.
Oh, it's great. And still
beautiful.
Having that frame of reference for children.
Yeah.
It's true. Exploring emotions and I think that's very helpful, actually.
It
so,
really is.
Yeah.
And do you know what I always got with Inside Out? So you know how she has all those different characters, right? You notice that with the mom and with the dad, they're different.
Yeah, they all have the same emotions, but who's steering is different for everybody. And that, yeah, that's a nice little detail.
And then they end up looking like the, so as you get older, it's so good. Okay, what's
good little detail. Well, no, I was just going to say my number 7 is Inside Out.
Oh, we're so close on that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I have a lot of the same feelings. It's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's fair.
And yeah, Bing Bong.
Oh my God.
Bing Bong!
But it's too soon. We can't talk about Bing Bong. It's too soon.
Well, you can always go buy some treats from him in California Adventure at Bing Bong's Sweets Cafe or whatever it's called.
He just wants to take her to the moon. Did you have an imaginary friend?
No.
No, I didn't.
No, I talked to my stuffed animal instead.
I did that kind of thing.
Read to my stuffed animal. And
Dino?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's still on my nightstand, actually.
Yeah, I put him there.
I was an only child, so I...
You were good on your own?
Yeah, I just...
Yeah.
Read to the stuffed animal or
little siblings.
Read to myself.
But I was always one who liked stuffed animals. I blame Winnie the Pooh for this. Mm. I'd always be like, I had to take turns sleeping with them so one didn't feel left out. Because I was like, so Toy Story was like up my alley.
Yeah. No, I was like, no, all you other toys, I like you, but you know who's the big cheese.
He's the Woody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. What number are we on now? That was your number 7, right?
Yes.
Okay, so my number seven is Coco.
Okay, so we just kind of flip-flopped those.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And I'm not going to lie, I was really, it was pretty tough here for me a little bit. But I think this might be a recency thing. If I kept watching it, and I do think it has staying power, like you said, it's going up some serious nostalgia ones here.
Yeah, we're getting into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, the just full-on heartstrings. But it's so good. So, so good. I think I want to watch it again this Halloween.
It has the family aspects, and it actually has one of the better villains in Pixar.
It's true.
Pixar doesn't usually have a villain. It's usually emotional, internal struggles type situations.
Oh my God, these are kids' movies. Yeah. I can't believe it.
There's not usually a traditional villain.
Right.
Literally, there's three of them in here. I don't know.
It's true. Wait, the crabby car from Cars? I don't understand. Yeah. What's the villain, right? Yeah, it is all internal conflict. But yeah, there's a villain, and he's a decent villain. So, but the music is fantastic, and the animation is just so beautiful. Oh yeah, I need to watch this movie again. Okay, but it's just up against the nostalgia thing.
It's now creeping into being a Halloween film.
Yeah,
we ranked
it on our Halloween episode.
Day of the Dead is right after Halloween.
It is.
It's November 1st, I believe.
Something like that, or the 2nd.
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Immediately after.
And so it's it's all around the same. Yeah. It's kind of based on the same traditions, like All Hallows Eve and all that stuff. So
I will...
'Tis the season.
Exactly. I will make it an excuse to watch it again. Mm-hmm. And we did use it as one of the movies we ranked on our last Halloween episode.
Exactly.
So, Halloween. Okay. Number 6?
Well, we're just outside the top 5, and I said this movie was not in my top 5 just when I was spitballing, and it turns out it's not.
Okay.
But it's Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
I like this movie more than I thought I did.
Okay.
Just going through this list, I was like, oh no, this is a good movie.
You always say you think it's overrated.
I kind of think it's slightly overrated, but it's just really good.
Oh, okay. So you mean it's rated appropriately then?
No. I mean, people are like, oh, this is like... But okay, there's like right. there's like 5 movies that are I like way more than it.
I see.
All
right. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Billy Crystal.
He's great.
Yeah.
The chemistry with John Goodman and animated form is great.
Yeah. It's and like that's one of the best parts of Monsters at Work is that they're back.
I know. It's
and,
so good.
And not just for like a cameo in the first episode.
No,
like,
they're like characters.
They're every episode. Yeah.
Did you notice when the screen pops up and it shows the next, you know how it goes like little? It covers Mike's face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's so brilliant. Yeah. It makes me so
happy.
We've
had a few jokes about that, too, yeah. in the series. But yeah, so it's good. No, it's a really good movie. And again, it's a high concept thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what if monsters under your bed were real and that they had to do that to get power? Like,
yeah.
Like it's...
Talk about empathy, hey?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
It's so good. But you don't love it enough to make your top 5.
Nope. Number 6. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Monsters, Inc. Better luck next year.
Well, I was torn between number 5 and number 6 for, you know, what makes the top 5, what makes mm-hmm, the cut. But mm-hmm. I'm going to go Finding Nemo mm-hmm, on this one. Mm-hmm. Technically, I should probably have ranked it, like, slightly lower, because I think maybe technically Coco might be a better film. But Finding Nemo...
Yeah, I'm surprised, but...
Yeah, Finding Nemo has some nostalgia for me that
okay.
was working with it.
Yeah.
It came out, and I just remember being in university and, like, quoting it all the time. It had all these one-liners that were fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that one came out at a good time for me, I think. Like, I think I identified with that where I was.
Nostalgia counts for a lot.
And I think that's why it's ranking so high. Even when I was putting them in order, I was like, I know this isn't as good as... like, Coco was the one I was thinking of. But...
There's this movie about a rat, and he's, like, cooking and stuff.
And that one also probably needs to be in the top 10.
I would say probably in the top 10 would be a good idea. Yeah.
But, yeah, so nostalgia does play a big part of
okay,
this for me.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm also have connections with the ocean now that it's a very important place to
me. I mean, that's my favorite part about the movie. Just, like, spending some time in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually it makes me think of you.
Hmm.
So, for, like, good reasons.
Because there's a cranky old guy that worries about stuff.
You mean Marlin?
Yeah.
You don't worry about stuff. Not like that.
When stuff's going wrong, I worry.
Okay, yeah, that's reasonable. But no, it's, like, ocean and you, like, took me snorkeling and things like that. Yeah, and has a great line in it. So, all these one-liners, I mean, are great. So, yeah, that line, like, fishing.
Yeah.
Okay, top 5, let's go.
But. I touched the butt.
The butt. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, number 5.
Okay, here we go.
This is where it gets real, real serious.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like rocking back and forth here. I don't think you understand how hard this was for me.
And this kind of surprised me that it was as low as number 5.
Okay.
Because I really, really like this movie. But then I looked at what else was on the list and I was like, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. So my number 5 is Up.
Okay.
Up is really good. The first 10 minutes is probably the best Pixar short that's ever happened. But it wasn't a short. They expanded on it and made a movie.
I'm
going
to cry thinking about it. But
yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. No, that'll get you every time. Oh, this room's dusty.
Yeah.
And I like the character Doug.
Doug is amazing.
He's really adorable, and they made some shorts out of him.
Which are fantastic. Mm. I was crying watching the first short. Come on.
Squirrel.
I was like, why am I like this?
But, I mean, after the really impactful first 10 minutes, it becomes like a kind of traditional, fun kids movie. It's cute, but... I like it a lot. It's in the top 5, but there's 4 more movies above it.
Okay. I think that this is how you do children animated characters well.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some actual, it's not just like an annoying little kid. It's not like there's Yeah, well, I really like Russell. I like all the characters.
The chemistry between the two, it's really cute, and it works really well, and they like bring out the best in each other.
And he actually sounds like a kid, though.
Yeah,
like sometimes they do that, and it's But anyway, okay, I understand why you ranked it at 5.
And Ed Asner did just an incredible job as Carl.
Was he not the most perfect Carl ever? Speaking of.
Yeah. Well, and he just passed away like last week or a couple weeks ago or something like that. So
yeah. He's our Carl. Mm-hmm. He's many things, but Carl, it's fantastic. On that note, I'm going to do my number 5, which is Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
I really, really liked it. It is in my top 5. There are 4 movies above it, and that's really good 4 movies. That's pretty much all there is to say. I really like it, though.
Yeah.
I actually, and you know what? If we had done this a year ago, I would have ranked it lower. But I rewatched it about a year ago or so. I think when we first were quarantined, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this is a good movie. So, yeah, it's number 5.
Okay.
Can't go up against the other things.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 4. And I'm finally getting into the Toy Stories, because I haven't ranked another Toy Story movie
yet
so far.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Here's the Toy Stories.
Okay.
Number 4 is Toy Story 2.
Okay.
It's the worst Toy Story movie, because Toy Story 4 does not exist.
Right. I was like, no. Oh, right. Yes.
But yeah, it's number 4. It's just a really good sequel. Like,
It is a good sequel.
Everything about it works, and that's really hard for a sequel.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know.
And you're mad at me for ranking it so low.
Yeah. That was terrible. That was a terrible idea.
The only thing worse was Ratatouille.
Yeah. Like, Jesse's
fantastic.
Has the potential to be just like really annoying, like throw-in character, but is actually really cool and grows on you and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
I like her connection with Buzz.
Yeah, no, it's and perfect.
And she brings up Senor Buzz.
Yeah, it just works really, really well. So, Toy Story 2.
Definitely not at number 11 like I put it, hey?
No, that was wrong. But, okay.
My number 4 is Up.
Mm-hmm.
Same things you said. It is fantastic. I absolutely love it. It is, it's a really strong field.
It's a really strong field.
This was a really stupid idea to rank these, by the way.
No, I think it's a great idea.
It hurts me. Okay.
It's not like putting down the movies.
Okay.
It's just gotta, like, this one's better than this one. And
okay, all right,
it's all fine.
It's ranking them up, not ranking them down.
But now Doug is sad.
There are emotions.
he does not like the rank of shame.
It's not a rank of shame. Oh, I love Doug. Also, when we do fake voices for our dogs, we always do it in Doug's voice. Have you noticed this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just the dog's voice. Especially considering we have a golden retriever.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one is a Bernice that is very Doug-like.
Yeah, she acts more like Doug than the golden retriever does. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, it's a fantastic movie. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite movies. And it's just up against these other movies.
I could watch it a zillion times.
I have watched it a zillion times. I'll watch it a zillion more.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about staying power. Although, the first 10 minutes, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But
is it not beautiful, though?
You get to meet a talking golden retriever after.
You get to meet a talking golden retriever, and I don't care what they say. That is, first 10 minutes of that movie is one of the best love stories. Okay, number 3. What's your number 3?
Well, we're smack dab in the middle of the Toy Stories here.
Okay.
Number 3 is Toy Story 3.
Is it? Yeah. How funny.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3.
So, talk about knocking a sequel out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
Capping off a trilogy just perfectly. Definitely don't need another one after this.
Definitely don't. Thank goodness they didn't make another one.
No, Toy Story 3 is like just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They have great plot. There's really cool action scenes, and the animation is incredible. And then you think they're going to die, which is really messed up. But
I still don't think I can watch Toy Story 3 without bawling my eyes out. Like, in that scene. Like, it's crazy. And then again at the end, oh my God, no. Can't even think about it. My number 3 is also Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 is Toy Story 3. It's the right answer. Our top 3s are the same. Like, we have the same, I don't have the same order, but they're the same top 3.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm just going through and I know what you haven't said and I know what I haven't said. And it's so good.
It's the perfect sequel that, like, builds off of its predecessors, but like forges new ground and
yeah.
it just does all the things that you need to do, but it tells its own story.
Yeah, you could watch it on its own. It enhances it watching the other ones. It caps everything off perfectly. Like, you definitely don't need anything after that.
Nope.
It introduces new characters. It doesn't rely on new characters. It has moments of like serious levity. It has throwbacks to make all the other people happy. It has new stuff. Oh man, it just makes me bawl my eyes out. Literally, I had a headache from crying so hard leaving the theater. I was, like, wishing I had sunglasses on at, like, 9 p.m. or something. I distinctly remember that. It is a fantastic, fantastic movie.
Yeah. No, it kicks butt.
Yeah. Okay. Number two.
Number two.
I was really torn between my number one and my number two.
I was as well, but I have to...
You're gonna stick to it?
I'm sticking with it. I really wanted to put this number one, but I can't.
Okay.
I'm just keeping all the Toy Stories together.
Okay.
So number two is the OG Toy Story.
OG of the OG.
And it kicked off this whole Pixar thing that they've made 23 movies after it.
Yep. And counting.
But you can still watch it today and you're like, oh, well, the animation's not quite up to what we're used to now, but it still works.
100%.
Like, the human characters are kind of creepy, but
yeah, well,
whatever.
Well, we were just talking about Sid.
they minimize the human characters, yeah, purposefully, which was smart because like you couldn't animate them, so
definitely.
Yeah, and Sid's supposed to be creepy, so whatever.
Yeah, you can see, that's what I'm saying, that he's the one you see the most, mm-hmm, and he's supposed to be unnerving, so mm-hmm, it's all good. My number two is Toy Story.
Huh, so we agree.
We agree. We agree on our top three. You'll laugh. I had an arrow switching number one and two around, and then I crossed off the arrow. Then I put the arrow back, and I crossed off the arrow. None of these other ones would exist without it. It is a fantastic movie. I can watch it now and not have a problem with that at all, but it still has, personally, for me, has all these nostalgic moments. And yeah, I have a lot of appreciation for something that tries something new.
Yeah, well, boy, did it. 95, let's make a feature film out of computer animation.
All the respect to Toy Story, and it's fantastic, and I love it, and I love Buzz and Woody together. It could have been the end of the story, but they kept it going for two more movies.
Yeah, just two.
Just two.
There's only two. There's just two follow-ups, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. That's cool. And the shorts. Don't forget the shorts.
Yeah, I mean, the shorts are really cute.
Yeah, I like those.
It was like they had some shorts after Toy Story 3,
yeah,
where they're at Bonnie's house. And,
oh, right, right. And those were cute.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't need to go on like another full-length
adventure.
They
didn't need to do that. No. Thank goodness they didn't do that. But yeah, I absolutely love Toy Story. This was the rank for me, which means there's one movie left.
And it's just crazy that they did this. Like, it was like right in the middle of the Disney Renaissance. They were like up against like freaking Aladdin.
Okay,
and,
do you know what else came out in 1995? Which tells you how old, by the way.
Man, you're old.
Man, so old. So Toy Story came out the same year as Pocahontas, which they thought was going to be their, like, which Disney thought was going to be like this big,
oh,
huge...
yeah, it was their masterpiece, yeah.
Right. And also the same year as Goofy Movie, which is surprisingly good. So it's up against two feature length.
I didn't know Goofy Movie was that early 90s. I would have put it like 97.
And there was another one that I don't remember, but yeah, it was up against some serious
well,
Disney.
Well, smack dab in the middle of the Renaissance, yeah, right? Well, at the tail end, because I think Pocahontas marked the end of that.
Well, it's cute
nonsense,
how you're wrong.
Yeah. there is a reason that the first half of the 90s is the good half.
We are not calling next week's episode the bad half.
The not as good half.
Okay, keep going. Number one, we have one left.
Well, there's only one movie left.
There is only one movie left. We both have it left. Yeah.
Wall-E.
It is so good.
I don't know.
Shockingly good.
How long is it till there's a spoken word?
Oh, like, God. Like I don't know. Like, 15, ridiculous. Yeah.
15 minutes or something like that? It's crazy. But yep, the characterizations that they can get out of these little robots.
With, like, beeps and boops.
And, like, just the eyes moving. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. It's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is pretty poignant, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Has my favorite credit sequence.
Oh, the credit sequence is awesome.
Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Don't get me wrong. I love the bloopers they used to do with the Toy Story and Bug's Life, like, early. But this is my favorite credit sequence. It's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, no, that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just like everything about Wall-E.
It is also the movie that made me want to watch Hello, Dolly.
Mm.
I like everything about it.
Any movie that can, like, throw back to classic movies and, like, appreciate them also gets a little boost in my book.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect movie. It is my number one as well. I was really torn between Toy Story and WALL-E. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I have nothing else to say. It is not just top Pixar movie. It's in my top five favorite movies of all time.
Well,
I
don't know if it can get... I don't know if I could say that.
Definitely my top 10.
But yeah, I could probably say top 10. Yeah. It's really good.
It's so good. It is so good. I'd actually have to sit down and list, but definitely my top 10, probably in my top 5.
No,
yeah.
It's not my top 5, but really good.
Really,
like,
good.
Pretty close to a perfect movie, I would say.
I think so.
I like everything about it.
Yep, I do too. And it makes me wish I was better at caring for my plants.
Plants.
Oh, that was really hard. That, like,
we did it though.
We did it, and I was only wrong once with Ratatouille.
I probably put Finding Nemo a little low, but
you put Finding Nemo too low.
There's a couple characters in that movie that I don't like.
Okay,
so,
no, that's okay. Yeah. You put Finding Nemo too low. I put Ratatouille too low. I'm gonna rewatch Ratatouille like this week, and I'm gonna be like, ah, oh, man, I screwed up. And I'm gonna come on next week.
You know what you should do instead of watching Ratatouille?
What?
Make Ratatouille.
Ooh, I should make Ratatouille. Oh, then I'm gonna feel really badly.
Mm.
Should I do that as, like, to condone?
Yeah,
my...
that's your punishment. You have to make some Ratatouille.
All right, fine. I'm not mad at that. I gotta eat Ratatouille.
Is my punishment for putting Finding Nemo so low to make some sushi?
No, your punishment could be to eat my Ratatouille.
Oh, that might be a punishment.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm an excellent cook.
Usually, I've never had your Ratatouille though.
Okay. Well, anyway, you can tell us what you think of our list and how Brandon is a horrible person for putting Finding Nemo so low, and how I'm a horrible person for putting Ratatouille so low. I like the movie. Why did I rank it so low?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm so sorry.
So, and then the other thing is, we haven't even talked about any of the Pixar shorts, which are another big, huge thing.
We're going to have to break that up.
No, this is already a super long episode. We've already decided to cut any sort of trivia or anything like that.
Yeah, just because of the length.
But I'm just bringing that up, that the fact that we have not even mentioned any shorts, which...
It's insane.
They have several Oscar-winning shorts.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They are well-deserved.
100%. That'd be fun future episodes. We could just talk about them, because I don't know how you'd rank those.
Nah, we could talk about them and, like, pick out our favorite or
something
like that.
Something like that. But anyway, watch them, because they're amazing.
Yeah, they're all on Disney Plus.
Yes.
So you actually have access to them
now. Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
Exactly.
And then upcoming, they've had 24. They have 25 and 26 on the cards now.
Well, okay. So, and do we have dates on these?
So we have Turning Red is supposed to come out on March 11th, 2022.
March. Okay.
And
that one we actually have seen a teaser
for. Yes, they put out a trailer for it, and set in Canada.
Which is amazing. I'm so excited for it, not just because it's Canadian, although that is, like, we're really happy about. It's featuring a giant red panda.
Red pandas are one of the cutest animals in
so
the world.
So we might have to redo this just so I can put Turning Red at my number one spot.
You're not going to put it in your number one.
Probably not, but I'm going to be really disappointed if it's not amazing, because I'm so excited for it. Okay, so March. Okay, thank you.
And then I'm not too sure. I don't know if this next one has a date, but it's the Lightyear. It's called Lightyear.
Right.
Which is, it's based on the real dude who they made a toy out of to make Buzz Lightyear. It's very strange. I don't know. Tim Allen is not voicing him.
No. This was part of the info that dropped during that huge Investors Day thing. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I trust Pixar, mostly. Like, they've had a couple misses, but...
So, it's supposed to come out in June 2022. So they're...
June 2022.
They have a couple of movies coming out next year.
Oh, yeah. That's just...
Theoretically, knock on wood. But yeah, I don't know. Chris Evans voicing Buzz Lightyear. That's kind of... It's going to be weird.
It is, but it's Buzz Lightyear, but not Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, no. It's not the toy.
Yeah.
So I guess... I don't know. I just don't... I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm very skeptical on that one.
I don't think I'm skeptical. I'm neutral on that one. I'm really excited for Turning Red.
I'm more excited for Turning Red just because...
Although that just means I'm going to be let down if it's not very good. But it's going to be amazing, so it's going to be fine.
The merch cute panda, red panda merch is much better.
I want one.
Yeah.
More red panda merch, please.
So there you go. Yeah, that's what's coming up for Pixar next year, apparently.
24 and counting. And yeah, definitely watch the shorts, watch these ones on Disney Plus, and you can message us and let us know who you're mad at. Me for Ratatouille or Brandon for Finding Nemo.
Those are the two.
Those are the big ones.
I think those are the two pain
points. Or you're probably mad at Toy Story 4, but we honestly don't care about that. So
yeah, dude. Sorry.
It that was the only one that I was legitimately upset about.
Yeah, I like Toy Story so much, and that one kind of.
I almost ranked it at my very bottom.
Well, I mean, it's not.
It's just because it upset. I know it's not that bad. It's just because it upset me so much.
It did. It kind of upset me as well.
Okay, so you can tell us about your opinions on all of these things, or your top three, or even your top one. That would be very cool. You can do that on social media or through our website. Or, hey, if you just want to say hi, we are skipping trivia today because of the length of the episode already.
Yeah, we knew. It was 24 movies. Come on.
Exactly.
We went through them pretty quick, too.
We did. So thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for our custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. Find a link to his work also at our website. So that website is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can find us on social media, Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find disneya episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. Whatever your favorite streaming platform is, where you listen to your podcast, that's where you can find us. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you're listening to us now.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're listening to us on YouTube.
Or Magic the Mouse Radio. You can also listen. So speaking of YouTube, Adventures A is our YouTube channel. So once a week, we drop our podcast episode on there. If you just happen to be listening to. That was a great dropping sound.
Yeah, that was me dropping it.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
And later on in the week, we also put up an adventure that we have had. So we are currently now working on our road trip. Yep. So we have
lots of footage from the old road trip.
We do. So we have our prep up there. We have vlog number one up there. So you definitely want to check that out.
And our vlog number one was Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. Please review our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe if you know someone who might like the podcast. We'd really appreciate if you recommended us to them. You can also listen to Magic of the Mouse Radios Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. Join us next week. So, we've talked a couple times. 90s. Next week, we're going to finish up the 90s.
Well, let's do it.
All right. We broke our 90s decades up into two because of all the blurbing we were going to do about it.
Yeah. So we've already talked about the best part of the 90s, which was...
Oh, really?
Well, the first half. Well, the second half's best part was Pixar movies, so...
Oh. Oh, okay.
So, I mean, whatever. It's going to be probably a short episode.
It's cute how you're wrong. And well, anyway, we have a week.
I have opinions, okay.
You have opinions, but you know what? You have some movies to watch, too, because there's a couple of these you haven't seen yet.
I have not seen I've seen bits and pieces of it. I have not seen it all the way through, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it'll be up my alley.
Yeah, I think it'll be, too.
It might be my favorite from this second half.
And you
of
haven't
the
even
90s.
Seen it yet.
I'm thinking.
I think it was before its time, so I think you're going to like it.
I think I'm going to like
okay,
it.
Okay, so you've got some movies
I'm
to
hopeful.
Watch. We have some ranking to do. We have some analysis to do. So join us next week when you hear all of that. Till then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Okay.
Keep going.
Send all your hate mail to Krista.